So with this lakasha, coming back to the first question, Rashi says, Mahadil Litrutse Vasnisa, come back to give us an answer on our Mishnah. Obraisa Liel, that what our Mishnah says, it's also to have yiv to leave your animal by a goy, we have to be afraid to live with him. So how could the Braisa say, you're allowed to buy an animal off a goy for a korban? We have a psul, Rosaya Vanirva. Why isn't the animal tussle for a korban? So Ravina answers like this. Ravina Amar Lakash, there's no question here. Ho lechatchila ho dievet. Lechatchila, we have to be afraid. Maybe the guy will live with the animal. Therefore, lechatchila, at the beginning, it's also to deposit, leave our animals by the guy. But now when we go to buy an animal off the guy, to say that he actually lived with the animal, that we do not have to say. But the event, if it was done already, now we don't have to say it was done. Therefore, it's mutter. Rashi says, "Lachachila katani deim amidim mishum d'marovelo." Obrais katani and chushin mishum raveya shem nivra d'yevet d'mishum l'shaovar kavoyis l'nisrei. Now that you're buying the animal off the guy, you want to say it's also for korban because the guy actually did live with him. Dilma kvar rovel kvar avoya lechashinan. But this we don't say after you bought it already. Now we do not say you actually did the action already. So on lechatchila, we tell you to not sell it to him, because maybe he will do it. But after you brought it already, like for the Evid, that we do not say. So Gemara says, how do you know to say such a swear like this? Well, mino teima, how do I know, dishani, that there's a difference, bein lechatchila, bein le the Evid, there's such a difference, whether lechatchila, how you should act, or whether for the Evid, what happened already? How do you know there's such a difference? So I'll bring you a proof. The Tanan, we learned, a lady is not allowed to have yichud. A Jewish lady should not have to be found alone with the goyim. Why? Because we're afraid that she's by the goyim. We said even though there are kama, a lot of them are still, there's a chash of arroyos, they'll live with them. Therefore, this the yichud, even one lady with 10 goyim. Or Rabbeinu, I have a question. It says the Gemara in Subis, if the goyim captured a Jewish lady, a married lady, so they mummin. If the reason why the goyim took and captured because of ransom, they want money from the husband, then muteras lavayla. Then when the husband pays off the money, she's allowed to go back to her husband. And we do not say that she had znus with them, she lived with them. So Rashi's one shot is she's an aishas koyin, and an aishas koyin, she's also to her husband, even beyonis. The question is, maybe the guy even forced her to live. So we say no. If it was a question of money, we'll soon see the guy will be afraid to live with her because they're afraid they won't get the money then. So therefore, she's muteras labayla. But what's going to be aidei nefashis? Let's say she was taken because the guy thought she's chayiv misa. They have right to kill her. And then for some reason they let her go. So asur labayla. Here we say she's also labayla. Now why is she asur labayla? Because we say that she lived with him. And therefore, if she's an Ashes Kayin, she's also to her husband, even though it was done b'yonis. Or else Rashi says, maybe they talked her into it, she did it b'rotzim, even by Ashes Yisrael. Rashi says, v'chashinun shema nivolo liyechad miyem b'rotzim. It's possible after a while they talked her into it, that she agreed to live with them b'rotzim. But that's their Rastup Shotim. He's to look at some, say no, it's talking about Ashes Kayin. Nation's Kayin, she's also to her husband, even if somebody forced her. So it says here a difference that if the Goyim took the lady, so if it was because of money, then she's Mutta Labayla. But if they took her for the Foshois, then she's Asur Labayla. So Elo Lam Shmamina, isn't there a proof here? Shani Lon, Ben Lechatchila, Libdi Evid. There's a difference between Lechatchila and Libdi Evid. So Rashi says, well, the proof of her is by nefashos. Why do we say by nefashos she's mutter labayla? You're telling me now that our Mishnah says that Isha is also to have yichud with a guy, because the choshed al arroyis says so. Even if the goyim took her for mammon, no, the question is by mammon. Why do we say if the goyim took her for ransom that she's mutter labayla? Why? You're telling me now by yichud they live with her. So even for mammon she should be also labayla. The answer must be, lechatchila, we do not tell an isha to have yichud with a goy, because lechatchila, we're afraid, maybe they will live with you. So we tell every Jewish lady, stay away from the goyim. But the evidence, if she was caught by the goyim, and then they freed her, but the ever we say, no, they did not live with her. So lechura, that's the difference here. That's why by mumin, she's permissible to a husband. That's the proof. Even though lechatchila, yichud is also, but the ever though we say she's mutter. Tamar says, no. Me mai, who told you that's the pshati? Who told you that's the reason? I'll tell you, even b'di'evet, if she was caught by the goyim, so we say the goyim live with her, and b'di'evet she's also labayla. And so, why by mamon is she muta labayla? At the time here, the reason is the misyara, the goyim here are afraid to do anything to her. Mishum hesem amaynai, don't think of the ransom; they want to get their money back. So the whole reason the husband will pay the money because they didn't touch her yet. But if the husband finds out that they touched her, he won't pay the money. So there's a new svara here why the girl did not touch her. So only over here is she muta labayla. But otherwise, like we'll soon see by Lisa, she's taka also labayla. Teda, bring a clear proof of this. Teda, you should know, Tiktani Sefer says at the end of this brisa, Ayidei nefoshes, if she was taken, because the goyim thought she's chayiv Lisa, she did something wrong, she deserved to be killed, and then they free her. Asura labayla, says clearly she's also labayla. Why? Because even with the evidence we say they did live with her. So that's no proof here, lechatchila with the evidence. The difference is, mamon, they're afraid to live with her, but for the foshes, they're not afraid. And whenever they're not afraid, that's our Mishnah in the Yachdin, that is Nisa Yichud. The Sula meeting, there's nothing to talk about. Now the Ravina's terrorist is not a good terrorist. There's nothing to talk about that there's no proof from this case. And if so, the Chura's answer is not a good answer. That once we say the Goyim are afraid of the Yachash and Aravia, then the question is, why can we buy an animal off them? We have to be afraid, maybe they did have Ravia with the animal. So you have to come on to the answer, as we said before, that the Goyim are afraid with their own animals not to be machish, the animal, not to make them to Rakara, or else even by Zacha, not to be machash, if I came out, it's basar. Not to be machash, the basar of the animal itself.
I mean, it's not in the
Pashas,
is that only
going to be? Rabbi Pedos says, oh, Lakasha, give you another answer. There's no question to our Mishnah to the Braisa. Or Rabbi Lezor, Rabbon, maybe some Machloikas Tanoim, some Machloikas Rabbi Lezor, and Rabbonin.
Yeah.
Like this, Tetzanan, we learn like this. Tetzanan got the Poras Chattis by the Poraduma, we learned. That Rabbi Lezor Weimer, Eino Nikeches Menodik Chovim. They're not allowed to buy a Poraduma from a guy. We'll soon see why, because maybe they work with it, and they'll be a psul or nevad. The Chomim Makir, the Chomim said, no, it's Mutam. So now, my love, what's this Machloikas told you? My love isn't the Balkan of Lagi. Reb Lezer saw our Chashim L'Raviya, that we are afraid of Raviya. So that would be Pshat like our Mishnah, a Miyachadim Behemei Tzalakom, because we're afraid they'll live with our animals. So it's a Chashash Raviya. Therefore he says, you cannot buy a Paraduma off a guy. For Rabban and Savri, Loi Chashim L'Raviya. No, we're not afraid for Raviya. We're not afraid for the Sfar, maybe we just said, that we're not afraid the Goyim will live with their with our animals. With their animals. So therefore, you're allowed to buy the paradum off the goy, and the same thing would be, according to that, the price here, you're allowed to buy an animal for a korban off a goy. Because we're not afraid the goyim live with their animals. So maybe there's no steer. I mean, what our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer, and the price is according to the Rabbanan. The verse says, no, Mimai, who told you this is the Pshat and the Machlekis, Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan? Dilma may be the Kuliyal Maloichashim Leravia. Maybe that's the truth from the gay before. By their own animal, we're not afraid they'll live with their animal. They don't want to make it an akora or to be makash the boss or the animal. And so what's the machlokes here by Poraduma? Why does Reb Lezer say it's also to buy a Poraduma off a guy? Kid the Rav Yehuda, Omarav. Like Yehuda Marav says, Yom Rav Yehuda Marav, Haniach Olel Oido, Shel Sakin. If you put on top of this a Poraduma, on Oida, that's Rashi says, Sak and Harbe Rekonim, Kshur Miyachad. A bunch of bags tied together, empty bags, empty sacks, he just put on top of the Paraduma. So Locher is Psula. Psula, right. It's possible for Paraduma. Rashi says, Dechsev, it says, Asher loy olo oleho, that nothing went on top of it. Mashma bahalo bialmo, even though it does not do work, just by putting this bunch of bags, sacks on top of the Paraduma, and that makes the Paraduma possible. So we have to be afraid, maybe a guy did this with the Paraduma. Rashi says, Negla Rufa, ain't in the cellus, but I lost oil. And the egg roof does not become possible just by putting in oil. So here the lacher is vagola, atche timshechbo, until you actually do work. Here is an egg roof is only possible, the Rashi says, the chsiv, vagola, atche loy moshcha bioil, but do not move the oil. Yeah. Pull it. So therefore, an egg roof is only possible to be used if it was actually worked with. Mashenk and the paradum, even before it was worked with, just putting the weight on top of the paraduma makes it possible. So it sounds like this. Ma sove chashinen. Rabbi Lezer says you have to be afraid. Maybe the guy put it sometimes some weight on top of the paro. Therefore, it's possible for aduma. Well, ma sove chashinen. Maybe that's the machlokes. So Rabbi says, let's talk about it. Do not think like this. Rashi, the time with Rabbi Lezer mishum oida. Do not think that's the reason of Rabbi Lezer, because maybe they put sacks on top of the paro. Let's talk about it. Mishum nicha purta le master tuva. Like the goyim know, a red cow, a paraduma, is worth a lot of money. And they know the Jews will spend their fortune for it. So they know not to ruin it. So just for the simple enjoyment of putting a few bags on top of the paraduma, a goyim would not do that either. Therefore, that we're not afraid about.
If so, what is the machlokes? The Chorus saw the machlokes has to be whether chashin l'reviya, like we started off to say, and the Rabbonin, if a choshed that a goy would be over the Yisraviya not. So it's good, that's the terrace to the steer between our Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah goes according to Rebeleza, who choshed that the goy will be Reveya, the animals. And the Braisa goes according to Rabbonin, that will not choshed, they'll be Reveya, the animals. So Morris questions, I'll know. The Hochinam you saw lame war and say also Mishum Hano Pruto Lemisude Tuva. Why don't you say also how could you say according to Rebeleza that Yechoshe the Goyim will be over the Yisraviya? We just said that they'll ruin their animals, that they'll also ruin it. They'll make it an akora or they'll be machesh boso. Again, like we came out that if the Zchorim have Tashmish with an Adam, so it's machesh the boso or the behemah, they ruin the animal itself. So just for the simple hanot they can have now, they're not going to go and ruin their animals. So why does Blazer say we'll chosh it for a via? So Mara said, I'll tell you, hosom yitzra toikfoy. I'll tell you here, to have tashmish with the animals, that's a big yitzra, they have a big lust for this. So because of the yitzra bothers them so much to do it, therefore, we'll chosh it that they'll be over the yitzra via. Mashenken over here, there's no lust, there's no yitzra to put the bundles on top of the poro. Therefore, we're not afraid that they'll put bundles on top of the poro, but rather the shaila is if a chashin and mishum reviya or not. First, he asked the question at the bottom. First, Taimo liyel the Amor Rav, Avik Chovim Chasal Behemtoy. Before we set svaras that the goyim will not ruin their own animals, therefore they will not have tashmish with their own animals. Chor why not set a svaram? But still, name a yitzra talk for the yitzra bothers them. As Chor to Kal B'Chaim Madich by a poradum is dumi mikarim. They still have the Yetzara, so for sure for their own animals. But there is answer, Shan Yochum, Kivan of the Mer Yikorim, Armedis Limchol Yisrael, Bechivan Shuvadai Mechra Porah Savru, Lahalim Vienna Cheshis, Kivan Chisot Tokvay. That the Goyim know that they're not going to keep the Paraduma, they're for sure going to sell it to the Jews. So therefore, they're not afraid that much to ruin the animal, because they think they're going to sell it anyway. And they'll hold it, and they'll have the Yetzer tells them to have Reviya with the animal, and they think that they'll hold it back, they won't let the Jews know that they had Reviya. So that's why, that even though on their own animals that they plan to keep, they will not have Reviya, they will not live with them, because the Svara is going to be Makash the animal, even though they have Yetzer. But for the Paradum here, we are afraid that since they know they're not going to keep it, they're going to sell it, they will have Reviya with the animals, therefore the Paradum is also. That's Pshan Rav Lezer. Now the Gemara says, "Fiduma may be the kuli yam molech hashin l'raviya." Maybe that's not the machlekes. Maybe everybody holds we're not choshet for raviya. Zari Rav Lezer and Zari Zari Rabbanan. If so, what Rav Lezer said, what Rav Lezer say, you can't buy a paradum off a nakum. V'ochayin atam the Rav Lezer ki the Tony Shelo like Shelo learned. The Tony Shelo, my time with the Rav Eliezer. What's the reason of Rav Lezer? You can't buy the paru off a goy. The pasuk says, "Davro b'nei Yisrael v'yichu alecha." So dashem b'nei Yisrael yichu v'enoyv tikachavim yichu. That you have to buy the paradum off a Jew and not off a goy. Rashi says yichu here means yimachru kari bevi yichichu. It also means lashon of buying, selling it. That you have to buy the paradum off a Jew. That's the pasuk of v'yichu alecha. That means davro b'nei Yisrael v'yichu alecha. So b'nei Yisrael yichu, you have to buy it from a Jew and not from a goy. So the Gemara says, Loi sakot ha'etef, do not think this way. That's not the pshat. This is not the pshat in a blezer. This is not the reason why a blezer holds. You cannot buy a paradum of a goy. Tiktoni says, because it says in the safe over here, V'chein hoye reblezer poisa b'chol ha'kabonas kulan. The same reason that you can't buy a paraduma, the same reason applies to all kabonas. A blezer holds, you cannot buy any kabonas off a goy. Now, V'yi sakot ha'etef, you can tell me to think. Tiktoni shilo, the reason is the way Sheila learns, because of a yiku, sabishleim a poro aksiv bekicha. True, by paradum it says the word kicha. So maybe that's the reason why you can't buy it off a goy. Elokulu kabonas, kicha ksivbu. But all other kabonas, it doesn't say the word kicha. So this cannot be the reason why you cannot buy a paradum either. Because the same reason why you can't buy a paradum applies to kabonas. So, like I said before, the machlekes is, are we cheshit for revi or not? According to Rabbi Lezer, we're choshed for Reviyah. Whereas the Duma maybe knows still. Ad kan le plig Rabbon le Rabbi Lezer. Elo. Para. When the Rabbon argue in Rabbi Lezer.